This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, head to nature.com/nature/podcast.
In April 1992, two neuroscientists published an article in Science about the cause of Alzheimer's disease. They suggested that clumps of a protein called amyloid beta can kill neurons and cause the dementia associated with the disease. In the decades since, thousands of experiments have been done to try and prove that amyloid beta is causing Alzheimer's, and plenty of drugs that target the amyloid protein have been trialled. The trouble is, the amyloid hypothesis is still a hypothesis. Many argue that the clinching evidence of a causal link is missing. They point to the fact that many amyloid-targeting drugs have failed to make much of a difference to the condition. Against this backdrop, the pharmaceutical company Biogen this week publishes some promising-looking results in Nature. They've conducted a trial in over 150 patients of a drug they've been developing and testing for the last decade. It's called aducanumab, and it's an antibody that seems to bind to the amyloid clumps, disable them, and allow them to be broken down and flushed out of the brain. Previous efforts haven't been able to reduce plaques to the same degree. Biogen's chief medical officer, Al Sandrock, explains more.
The drug that we're working on, called aducanumab, targets the amyloid protein, particularly the form of the protein that we think is more toxic, which is the protein in the plaques, the so-called amyloid plaques in the brain that you can see, which we think are responsible for the toxicity.
And in binding to them, it somehow sort of deactivates them more?
Yes. Well, actually, in binding to these plaques, we find that it probably removes, it almost certainly removes the amyloid from the brain.
So you've been trialing this antibody called aducanumab, and you've showed here that not only was it safe and pretty well tolerated, but it was able to actually reduce some of these plaques.
Yeah, the main finding in the paper is that we reduce the amyloid plaques in the brain of humans with Alzheimer's disease to a very significant degree, so that in the highest dose group, we remove probably the majority of the amyloid that's in the brain.
And I suppose the key question then is, well, it's all very well that the plaques are going away, but what about the clinical effects? I mean, do you have any hints that it might help the cognitive symptoms?
Yes, we do have some hints in this trial. We looked at two different measures of cognition, and the drugs seem to have a beneficial effect. Now, that will have to be confirmed with larger studies, and that's what we're doing right now. We're enrolling patients into two large phase 3 studies. If those phase 3 studies confirm what we think we see with this study, then I think finally we will have treatments for patients that can modify the course of the disease. And then second, I think it would actually go a long way toward confirming the amyloid hypothesis, which we've had for several decades now.
So how does it feel then after 10 years of work with this drug showing some promising effects on the cognitive symptoms of the disorder? I mean, what's that like for you guys as a team to be working on something like this?
We were very, very excited when we first saw the results. We were excited when we saw the results in the animals because we knew we had a drug that would target the amyloid. We believe the amyloid hypothesis needed to be either confirmed or rejected. We happen to believe it's correct, but of course, as scientists, we have to prove it. We have to be skeptical of the hypothesis until we prove it in some ways. But even more than that, to show that it actually lowered the amyloid plaque burden in humans was very important. And then the most important thing of all is that if this drug works, we'll have a treatment for patients suffering from this devastating disease.
And how many then stand to benefit from a drug like this? How many people are living with Alzheimer's?
The numbers are in the tens of millions of people currently affected with Alzheimer's disease. It's a very common disease, as you know, and it's increasing in prevalence with the aging population. So it's a public health problem, and we would love to be able to find a solution for it.
But how far away? I mean, in the scheme of things, it takes a while, doesn't it, to develop any drug?
Yeah, it takes too long, actually. But we're in the last stages now. We're in phase 3. We're carefully selecting the patients, making sure that they're in the early stages of the disease, that they actually have amyloid in the brain, and that's taking us a little bit of time, but hopefully in a few years we'll have the results of the phase 3 trial and we'll know whether or not the amyloid hypothesis is correct.
So let's imagine that an antibody drug makes its way to the clinic. Before you've given the drug, you might have a brain scan to see if there's any amyloid there, and then have your genome sequence to assess your genetic risk.
Or it might go the opposite. It might be that everybody gets genotyped after a certain age, and if you have that a certain genetic makeup, your risk of Alzheimer's disease may be higher. Then those people might get scanned or looked for amyloid in some other way using a biomarker. And then if you have the amyloid, I see people starting treatment very, very early. And some people are now even talking about treating even before symptoms.
Al Sandrock from pharmaceutical company Biogen in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And Al imagines that if the drug makes it to the clinic, patients would receive a monthly injection, as they did in the trial, and when the amyloid plaques are gone, a reduced dose to keep them at bay. The results of the trial are at nature.com/nature, as is a News and Views.